Jeff Blankman joined here today by Champs Wilkie. Of course, he is one of the head wrestling coaches for the ESAC Raider wrestling program. And Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, we always love hearing from you, Jeff.
Coach, you guys 10-14 this year on the dual season. Kind of had a young team. You had some really good guys. You sent some guys into districts, and then of course Nate Thompson making it down to the state wrestling tournament this year. Coming off just a great year, good to see him down there. But kind of, how did you feel like things went for the team this year?
Overall, I thought we had our ups and downs. We lost some close duels that we thought we maybe shouldn't have lost. But like I said, we had our ups and downs. But towards the end of the year, we really started gelling as a team, coming together as individuals and kind of just being more of a team, I guess you could say. The kids got a little bit closer with each other, and I think that started to show towards the end of the year. We had a lot of fun. Our state trip, we were able to take a few extra guys down with us, especially that senior class, and just kind of let them, just go down there, get the experience, and just have a little fun. And it was definitely an interesting experience being around some of those clowns. But we really had a lot of fun. But like I said, we had our ups and downs. Dropped some duels we maybe shouldn't have. But we probably won a couple that we should have along the way as well.
Coach, did you feel like with the way the lineup set up for you guys, you were better situated for the duels, or did you think the weekend tournament set up better for you guys?
I think you could argue both cases in this instance. With our dual schedule in the conference, we finished 2-7, which I don't think was really indicative of where we were at as a team. But looking at how we placed at the conference tournament, we ended up getting fifth here. So I guess you could argue that we were better set up for a tournament team, which, with wrestling, you kind of get those situations where you could be better suited as a tournament team or a dual team. And our results kind of show that we were better suited as a tournament team this year.
Which tournament stands out for you as the one you felt like the team did their best?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say, honestly, our Audubon tournament for a couple of reasons. One, we were able to bring our young guys along and get them some tournament experience as JV and just kind of filling in some spots and getting them match experience, which I think was huge for them. Plus, they got to wrestle some guys that had varsity experience. And also with that one, we got to see some of our district matchups with Logan Magnolia and Missouri Valley. So I thought that one was pretty important for us. The other one I would say would be the Herb Ergens Invitational in Ivy Grove. We didn't fare the best there, but I think going down the stretch, it was good for us getting that two-day weigh-in and just seeing some different and probably some tougher competition than we're usually used to seeing. So I think those two, especially down the stretch, were really big tournaments for us.
Did you like how sectionals and districts kind of played out? I know you want more kids down to state, I'm sure on that, but did it kind of go maybe the way you thought it would?
Yeah, we when the sectional district announcements came out for where we were going, and we were pretty pumped on how we were set up. Of course, we always want more as far as qualifiers and things of that nature, but we were pretty pleased with where we ended up going to Mobile and then Mapleton for sectional and districts. We had some favorable matchups, some that we kind of wish we could get back, but looking at it, we liked where we were for sectionals and districts.
Let's talk about the guy that made down to state for you to start off, Coach, as we break down into some of the individuals now. Nate Thompson had just an absolutely fantastic season. It really wrestled well all year long. I tell you what, when I saw you guys down at the Audubon tournament and down at Coon, he was just tearing guys up, just looking really, really good.
If we look back on Nate's season, statistically, you'll see a lot of things that he did really well. He got takedowns, pins when he needed to, et cetera. One match in particular during the season, regular season, that really sticks out to me is his match in the OABCIG tournament with Dylan Shuck from Sibley O'Cheaton. And the reason that match sticks out to me is because I think that match was really a turning point for his season. Granted, he was having a good season beforehand, but stylistically, I think that match in particular kind of opened his eyes on what we needed to do, what we needed to simplify and do going forward. And, you know, after that tournament, he wrestled lights out. And, you know, there aren't enough good words to say about that kid. He's a hard worker. He's a good student. Comes from a great family. He's a good leader. He's just the kind of kid that you want in your program. And, you know, he's the kind of guy that the kids lean on. You know, they feed off of what he's doing and on and off the mat. So he's really been a great ambassador for our program. And what you saw in Des Moines was his product. He wrestled at a very high level, and he scored points when he needed to and got the wins when he needed to. So we are very proud of the season that Nate Thompson had.
Yeah, absolutely. Great kid. Absolutely. Coach, another really good kid too, Kip Corbin, your guys' heavyweight, one of those guys that got into districts and I thought really looked pretty solid for you all year long.
Yeah, Kip's been another one of those kids that we've loved having him in our program. He's one of those that always kind of keeps things light with us. Unfortunately, yeah, we didn't get back down to Des Moines with him, but we had some things that kind of set us back throughout the season with him. He always wrestled hard. He's always one of those guys we could lean on, and he was one of those leaders that kids could go to if they had questions and needed to talk to about. So another one of those kids we loved having in our program, and we'll definitely miss him next year. It kind of sucks that we couldn't get him down to Des Moines, but like I said, we had some things working against us with him, but he's definitely a kid we loved having.
Dawson Mack, another one of those kids. I know he was really disappointed not to get down to state. That was definitely a goal of his, and had the type of season that could get him there, just came just a little bit short.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but going into the season, he did have high expectations, and we had high expectations for him as well. But again, he had some things going against him that we couldn't control, and it was kind of to the point with him to where it's you want to do this now, or do you want to try and finish your career? And so he tried to finish his career and come out on top, and we just came up a little bit short. But you know, he's always been one of those guys that comes in and works. He's had a lifetime wrestling career, and we wish we could have got him down to Des Moines, but just some things working against us that we couldn't control. So we did our best to kind of manage him and take the workload off when we could, and did what we could to get him through the season, I guess you could say.
Coach, Sterling Rodman, one of those guys I think's got the potential to get there. Came close this year. I think he's got a good future in front of him.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Coming into the season, we were kind of wondering if he wanted to go 160 or wanted to go 170. And so we just sat him and Nathan Pulbands down and kind of looked at where they were at weight-wise. And basically the two of them decided, you know, instead of doing a wrestle off, Nathan would go 160 and Sterling would go 170. And I think team-wise, that was better suited for us. Sterling was definitely on the light end of 170. I think his average weight weighing in this year was 163. I think Nathan was probably 156, somewhere in there. So they're both kind of lighter for their weight, but I don't think you could really tell that by the way they wrestled. Sterling had some pretty solid wins this year, and we're definitely excited to what he can see in the future. I know he was a little upset after his first round loss at districts. And I think that probably carried over into his second match as well. But he's definitely got the talent to be down there next year, and we're looking forward to it. So we brought him along this year down to the state tournament to just be down on the floor and just kind of soak that all in.
Coach, some of the other kids, Garrett Ortner, Kirsten Carroll, and Evan Boger, all of them gave you some good meets, some good tournaments as well.
Yeah, we had some things going on. Like I said earlier, we had some things going on down the end of the season with the three eyes that I think all coaches kind of worry about, illness, injury, and ineligibility. And we had to shift around a little bit at the front end of our lineup. Evan had a really solid year. Last year we were really excited for him to where he got his first actual victory, and then now this year he's picking them up left and right. So he made a lot of progress over the season. Garrett Ortner coming in as a freshman, a little squirrely little guy, but he really started picking things up towards the end of the year. And conversations I've had with him just in class about wrestling in general, he's excited about it and what he can do in the future. So we're looking forward to keeping him around. He's looking to have a pretty busy summer schedule of working out, and he works on the farm for his dad and things of that nature. So we're excited for what he can do going forward in the future, especially since he's only a freshman. And then Kirsten, we nicknamed her Cookie. That's a different story, but this is her first year wrestling. We took our girls down to the IWCOA state tournament and had them perform there, and Kirsten was able to notch a couple wins down there. During the regular season, we'd get them some matchups, and I think she pretty much went undefeated. I think she might only dropped one match during the regular season. So it was really exciting to see how she developed and gelled coming into the season, especially for not ever having any experience going into the season. So we're excited to have those three coming back next year.
And some other younger kids that kind of got involved, Wyatt Thorpe, Megan Ingersoll, and also Olivia Villegas helping out this year as well.
Yeah, Megan actually didn't finish the season with us. She has talked about coming back out again next year. Wyatt was another guy that this is his first year coming out. So we were happy to get him match experience. He doesn't take losses very well, which I love to see that he gets upset by it, but he's learning on that front. But he's like a sponge. He'll take in anything that you say. Very polite young man, and it works his tail off. So we're excited to see with more experience what he's going to be like in the future. Like I said, this was his first year, and he picked up a lot this year. And then Olivia, another one that came out, and she went down to the state tournament, had a few wins down there, and I think she might have lost one or two matches during the regular season, but she works hard. We don't really treat our girls any differently than our guys. And, the girls were a welcome addition to our program. They work hard. They don't complain. They don't cry. That was one thing I was kind of nervous about coming into the season with the girls was how hard I could be on them, how hard I could coach them. And I never had to waver. They definitely kept things light and worked hard. And like I said, they were definitely a welcome addition. And Olivia is definitely one of those that works hard and she gets after it.
Coach, Peyton Wunschel, Jacob Gerges, and Hunter Pasche also, some of the members of this year's team. Maybe always didn't get a ton of matches and stuff, but even those kids that are wrestling JV or just in the wrestling room with practice help everybody out.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jacob had some health issues, and we had to shut him down towards the midseason of the year. But he's definitely one of those guys that's scrappy, and we would have loved to have him in a lineup for the whole year, but it just wasn't in the plan, I guess, for what his health was doing. Peyton, you know, he's a senior. He's just been a great kid to have around. Again, with that senior class, we took them all down to state with us and let them kind of hang out. And you know, when he came into the program, we kind of had to stay on him about staying out and things like that. And then now he's one of those leaders. He always led the kids in our warm up, our stretches, and getting them going. And that's really nice to have in the program. So, you know, it makes stuff easier on us as coaches. He really stepped up in the leadership role this year, which was great to see, especially with how things kind of started for him. We're definitely going to miss having him. And, you know, he's one of those guys that's funny, but he knows when it's time to work, it's time to work. So, and then Hutton, we, you know, as coaches, we always talk about how matches could go and things like that. And Hutton's one of those kids we always said, you know, he's always got a puncher's chance. He's never going to back down from anyone. He doesn't care who he wrestles. He's just going to go out and wrestle. And whatever result happens, happens. We were able to get him some varsity time and get him some experience. And hopefully that carries over into next year. And we see some bigger things out of him.
Coach, as we continue to kind of run through the lineup here, Jonathan Arter, Alaron Sharp, another one of the girls that wrestled for you this year, and Chandler Quirk, again, all kids that did some positive things for Raider Wrestling.
Yeah, Alaron, she's one of those that she just came out to kind of just wanted to stay in shape going into soccer season. And she was kind of on the fence early on about if she wanted to stay out or not, and we just kind of talked to her and said give it till Thanksgiving. Then, you know, we ended up taking her down to state wrestling as a manager as well, just to kind of do some filming for us and stuff. And you know, when I asked her if she wanted to come down to state to be a manager, I barely even could get the question out of my mouth before she said yes. So that was really nice to see. I think she really became one of the team members as things came on, as the season came along. And I think, you know, towards the midpoint of the season, she really started to enjoy herself and being around the team and really gelled in that manner. Jonathan, he's one of those kids. He's a social butterfly. He settled in at 138. He's already asking about what he can do in the off season, as far as workouts, where he can go for camps, and he wants to continue doing some summer tournaments and things like that. So it's good to see that level of buy-in. And then Chandler, we call him Barney. That's just kind of his nickname, and I'm not really sure how he got that nickname, but I guess I think of the purple dinosaur. But he's kind of a neat kid, really smart. Works hard. Sometimes it's hard to get a read on him because you'll joke around with him and he'll just give you an okay. So he works hard, and it's a nice thing when all the older kids kind of gravitate towards him and the younger kids as well. He's just one of those kids you want in the program because you know he's going to work hard. He's not going to give you any problems. And like I said, he's a very intelligent kid, so we love having him around.
And Coach, Chloe Cornelius, Garrett Quirk, another one of the Quirks for you, and Nathan Pobinch. Kind of talked about Nathan a little bit earlier, so again, fit into that lineup really well, and I thought had a nice season for you.
Yeah, Nathan, like you said, we had that conversation with Sterling and Nathan, and they came to that decision on their own. And we felt that might be the direction they wanted to go, and it would help lead us to a more dynamic lineup, which we believe it did. Nathan is just an explosive athlete. He's a very accomplished gymnast. I believe he just got first in his class over the weekend at his competition, which is phenomenal. Kid can just stand there and do a backflip, which is just crazy to us.
Yeah, it is.
we love having him. Like I said, he's a great athlete. He's very explosive, very quick. And when he's on his attacks, he's really hard to stop. So the more mat experience he gets, the better he's going to be. And him and Sterling work very well together, and we're looking forward to having that duo again next year. Chloe came out. She's got a family tie to wrestling. Her younger brother is in our youth program, and when I asked her about why she wanted to go out, she said, well, you know, I usually kind of help him out when we're practicing at home or warming up for meets and things like that. So I think it's good for her to come out, and I think it'll be good for her brother too, just getting exposure to the program and what we're doing. So we loved having her out as well. And then Garrett Quirk, unfortunately, we didn't get to see him on the mat really this year. He had a freak injury in football. The opening kickoff ended up breaking his femur, which, you know, that doesn't really happen very much. But towards the end of the season, this last week, getting ready for state, he got his shoes on and was on the mat going through the motions and just kind of drilling by himself. And it's like, wow, we wish we could have had him, because, I mean, just coming off that injury and the way he was moving just on air and stuff, it was really impressive, especially with that kind of injury that he had. So we are really, really looking forward to having Garrett back on the mat next year.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm looking forward. I know he was coming off a pretty good season the year before. Coach, speaking of good seasons, Maxwell Jassen put together a good year for you. Ethan Brandt, and then Camden Vilhauer, another one of those guys that just couldn't get on the mat for you this year. But and I know a guy you're pretty excited about.
Yeah, Maxwell Jassen, I can't say enough about this kid. Coming into the year, I think he had a career win total of 27. And then just by the work he did over the summer in the weight room, at the open mats, going to camp, he matched that total in just this year. So, I mean, the kid's got a heck of a work ethic. I was talking to him before sectionals, before districts, and he said he wants to own his own gym one day, which I think is phenomenal that, you know, he really bought into the program and kind of the health and fitness side of this with his workouts and what he's doing, and he became passionate about it, and now he wants to make it a career, which I think is absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely.
That just shows that wrestling can definitely go beyond the sport and into the lifestyle. And like I said, I can't say enough about this kid. He's been one of the best leaders we've ever had in this program. Most of it is just by the way he approaches his work. But he's not afraid to be vocal when he needs to, and definitely keeps guys in line and keeps them in check. And then Ethan, he's another one of those kids that we say when he goes out to wrestle, he's got to punch his chance. We would stick him in at 182 when we needed to, and pump him full of fluids and have him eat a heavy lunch, and he'd weigh in at like 163. But, you know, he knew that that's where we needed him, and that's what he needed to do for the team, so he went ahead and did it. Might have not had the success he wanted to this year, but he got the experience that he needed to go forward. So that's what we're looking for from him. And then Camden Vilhauer, he had a surgery before wrestling started on his, and so unfortunately he wasn't able to get out on the mat either. But, you know, he's an accomplished athlete. He likes to compete. And that's the kind of kid we want in the program. And we would have loved to have him on the mat this year, but it just didn't work out that way. So we're really looking forward to retaining him. And he's had an accomplished wrestling career in his youth. And he's a good football player. He's a good baseball player. So he's a well-rounded athlete, and we really, really want him to be a part of our program and a cornerstone of our program moving forward.
Coach, the last three guys I've got on my roster, you can add any if I've missed any, but Will Munger, Dwight Reiling, and also Justin Rupp now, the last three guys.
Yeah, Dwight was one of those that came out early on in the year to see what things were like, and unfortunately we didn't keep him, but we appreciate what he did for us in the meantime. And then Will and Justin, they both came out so they could become better football players. Being a football coach, being a wrestling coach, I love that about a guy.
Absolutely.
Will is a very soft-spoken kid, which isn't always a bad thing, especially with some of the clowns we have. but I really think he started to break through a little bit and just let loose and have some fun. He was a great part of our program. He works hard, doesn't talk back, never questions what we're doing, and I think you'll see coming next fall, you'll see the benefits of what he was able to do in the wrestling room, not on the football field. And he wrestled at sectionals for us. We threw him in kind of last minute at 182, and he's another one of those guys that probably weighed 165. And we asked him if he wanted to wrestle. He said, yeah. So we threw him in, and, you know, he was able to get his first varsity win in the fifth-place match at sectional. So, and I think Coach Ellis, Coach Smith, and I were probably more excited for Will than he was for himself, which is kind of funny. But not a very excitable kid, but he's a good kid to have around the program, very intelligent, and we loved having him. And then Justin Rupnow, again, like I said, he came out just so he could get better at football. He wants to continue playing football when he's done in high school, which I love to hear. And, you know, he did a great job early on in the season filling in for Kip when he needed to. Really progressed positionally, which I think is probably half the battle at heavyweight and will be half the battle for him on the line. He definitely progressed with his feet and hand movement. So we're really looking forward to what he can do next year for us at heavyweight again, and then what he'll do on the football field as well.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. It was fun watching this team kind of grow and develop as the year went on. It was good always catching up with you. Chatted with you a little bit down at Coon and then down at Audubon as well. So looking forward to seeing you guys again next year. Appreciate all the work that you put in for ESAC Wrestling.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate all your coverage and everything you do for the area. And we really have a good group of kids, and we enjoyed having them. And we hope the experiences that they gained from this year in wrestling will carry over into life. So thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Champs Wilkie, again with the ESAC Wrestling Program.